Well, happy Veterans Day. It is the day. And we're going to kind of do a, this whole service is going to be very different than, because I'm not going to necessarily preach a sermon today. We might get out a little bit on the early side, but I have a challenge for you, though, and I think it's going to be a good one, because especially on this day when we are remembering the veterans of our nation, there's another veteran we need to remember, too, and that's we need to remember the veterans of the faith. And so we're going to be kind of looking at that today. But before we get started in my message, as I told you last week, we are going to share some, this is the month of Thanksgiving, and I'm going to give you opportunity to share something that you are thankful about. And you can use more than two words today. Okay? You can't use more than, well, I don't know, I can't count it anyway. But you can use more than two words. And last week we kind of focused on things we were happy for or thankful for. I kind of want you to focus a little bit today on people that you are thankful for. And I don't want you to make people embarrassed or to, you know, gush over someone, but think of, you know, people in your, you know, your parents or your children or your neighbors or whatever, but someone, an individual that you are thankful for. And just stand up and say, I'm thankful for so-and-so. You don't even have to tell me why. Well, you don't have to tell anyone why. But, and the first one is always the hardest. And you can smile as if they're staring at me.
My mom and dad, I don't have to say why, y'all know them.
Okay. That was the easy part of me in case you didn't hear. I'm a very patient man.
For a loving, faithful wife.
Amen. I can definitely echo that one. Not for your wife, for my wife.
For new friends I've made here at this church.
For friends. Wonderful that you've made here. Lord, let me sure enjoy having you here.
Christians in public office and in military.
Christians in important places, public office, and how about on our college campuses too? And just great leeway into that. I'll stop and share. Next week, Devin Rioch is going to be here, and he is the approved missionary that serves on, I know it's in Utah, I'm not exactly sure what campus it is in Utah, but he's in Utah. And so he'll be with us to share, and I'm sure glad for Kevin's, for people like Devin Rioch, and for Kevin and Christy who train these missionaries now to go out into a very important mission field. Other people that you're thankful for.
And thank you for the church family and their sharing during Genesis' illness here.
Okay, church family. And is Janice behaving?
So far. It hurts enough. Hurts enough when she doesn't that it keeps her in line.
So pain does keep her quiet. Okay. Others?
My mother, my father, my sister, my dear sweet husband, and faithful dear pastors down through the ages that have helped us learn more about them.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I am so thankful for my parents. And for, I'm also sorry for what I put them through some of the times. But they prevailed. And my ears wouldn't be this big if it wasn't for my dad pulling them on the way out of church. So, anyway, but no, I'm so thankful for my parents. And except for my wife, and ask you to pray for her. This is a little selfish of me, maybe, but Hannah and Melissa are in Montana visiting Lizzie. As I told my Sunday school class, having way too much fun. And they're going to be coming home tomorrow, so if you don't mind praying for them, because I would like to see my sweet wife again. Hannah. Darren, I know you're going to tell her.
Darren does, and I will.
Oh, no. And if Mark doesn't worry, well, Lori doesn't raise a world. I know.
She told me to sit down last week, so.
Yeah, that's true. Sure, other matter. No, I love my daughter, and I missed her not being up here singing today.
Speaking of piano, she spread sunshine to Wyoming. She went to see Pioneer, met up with her. That means a lot when you're the longest from home. She's very thankful.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that trip yet, but I know what happens. So. Others, we're going to, I'm going to cut it off pretty close. Next week, we're going to share more.
Oh, I was just thinking, I'm thankful for all the young people in this church. You look in the back and you see the nursery's busy, and that's exciting that there's a future.
Yes. And I have to admit, I really enjoy, now, it hasn't been in the last couple of weeks, but a lot of our older young people have been sitting in this row over here behind me. It's just a blast to have them sitting there. You know, they don't seem all that well, but it's fun to have them back. So. Okay, well, anyway, thank you for sharing. Next week we're going to have another time to share. Have a little video that I want to share with you in remembrance of Veterans Day.
There are sons and daughters, our mothers and fathers, our grandparents, neighbors, and friends. They served in 1,000 different ways in places spanning the globe, watching, waiting, and ready at a moment's notice to give what was asked of them. So now, we pause to express our gratitude and love toward those who served. Each swore a sacred oath to protect, and each bravely stood in our place around the world, all so that we could stand secure in the land of the free. Words like sacrifice, honor, commitment, integrity, bravery, and courage hardly scratch the surface of our gratitude for their service. While our words fail against the enormity of expressing our thanks for all you've done, we still raise our voices and honor you in our hearts, which are filled with the deepest kind of gratitude. To all of you, we pause to say, God bless you. And thank you for your service.
Rather unique to actually have Veterans Day on a Sunday, and so I really want to do a really special tribute to those of you who have served. I had the privilege of going to Garfield on Friday and to a Veterans Day program that they did there, and I was very overwhelmed with how many veterans we have in our area. There are quite a few, and but was also overwhelmed with the appreciation that the people had, and children in particular, for those veterans as they stood and got clapped for and recognized. And we want to do that this morning, and I was thinking, I don't have a list. I don't know who the veterans in our... I know I have you stand every year, but I don't remember who you are, and I should have a list so that we can be thankful for you. So anyway, if you have served in the military, and you don't have to be in a war, but if you served in the military, would you stand?
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being willing to put it on the line. I know some of you served when times were tougher, and some of you served when maybe there wasn't much going on, but you were there. And you were willing, and I also believe, and one of the things that I heard on Friday morning is that we don't know what would be happening to us as a nation if we didn't have that deterrent of our military personnel who are ready and who are wanting to sacrifice so that our nation can be a free nation. And I just want to stop right now and give thanks for you folks and for your service. Let's pray. Father, thank you for those who stood up this morning, who gave of their time and out of their personal lives to serve in our nation's military forces. Father, we are so blessed as a nation, and so often we don't think about the people who protect what we have. Thank you for their service. Thank you for their sacrifice. Lord, for those who are currently serving, we pray that you would be with them and protect them, Lord. And Father, again, we want to give you praise, and we want to thank you for these individuals and for their selfless act of serving this country in our military forces. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I don't want this just to stop right now here. As you notice in your bulletin, you can take this salmon-colored piece of paper out. There's no sermon notes on it. But what there are is two things I would like you to do. First one, if you look at that underneath this, the scripture, it says, make a list of all the veterans you know. Thank God for these men and women who served to keep our country free. And then, if possible, thank them personally. Obviously, there are many of our veterans we cannot thank. There's many that didn't return home, but there's many who did. And I did this just because I want you to stop and think. Now, you know, if you say, "Oh, I don't know any veterans," I bet you do. Well, one thing, we just had 8-10 stand up right here. Who are veterans. So make a list of those who are veterans. Maybe they're your neighbors. I know I have a lot of family members who served in the military. But I want to encourage you to write them down and thank God for these individuals. And then again, like I said, if possible, thank them personally. Give them a call if they don't live here. Stop by and see them if they don't attend this church or if they don't attend the church. Let them know that you care, because they have done something very special for our nation. And we have the freedoms we have because of their sacrifices. We have the freedoms we have because they were willing to serve. So that's the first part of what I'm challenging you to do today. The second part, you know, I was thinking about this, and we are honoring veterans of those who have served in our military today of our nation, and we're thankful. But then I thought, you know, there are veterans all around us, not veterans of military service, but veterans of the faith. People who have taken a stand for the Lord. People who have made a difference in our lives, in our church, because they were willing to sacrifice. And in the Bible, and of course, we have a tremendous source of veterans that are mentioned in this book. And in Hebrews chapter 11, and it's the faith chapter, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's quite long, but in there are a list of veterans. Veterans of the faith. People who stood up for God and continued to stand up for God no matter what it cost them. Now, if you read through the first part of chapter 11, you'll read about Abel and Enoch and Noah. Think about Noah. He spent 100 years building a boat, even though it had never rained before. But he did that on faith. We think of Abraham, of Sarah, of Isaac, and of Jacob, and Joseph, and Moses. These are all veterans of the faith. These people have lived a life and is recorded in God's word so that we can see what they've done and see their commitment and look at them as mentors or as idols, people, not idols, that's a bad word, but we use them as people who have lived life for God and have made a difference. And then if you look at the second part of Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm going to read that for you, starting with verse 32. Sorry, I didn't do anything on the overhead because I just kind of wanted you to listen. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 40, and it says, "And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, Samuel, and of the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not expecting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mocking and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death by the sword. they went about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in the deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground, and all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. People who were willing to stand in the gap, people who are willing to literally serve the Lord regardless of what was going to happen to them. Prophets who had to deliver messages to kings who could kill them. These are the veterans of the faith that we need to be thankful for. That's just the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we have names like, well, Mary and Joseph. You know, they were, you know, and I'm going to say this, that they were nobodies. They weren't anyone special. Mary was probably a teenage girl, and Joseph was a carpenter. Wow, that's exciting. That qualifies them to be veterans of the faith, doesn't it? But it does when you see what they did and how they lived their lives. John the Baptist. I don't know, is camel hair in now? Is eating bugs and fruits and living in the wilderness, is that a thing? You know, actually nowadays that might be something. I don't know. But it wasn't great then. Then there's Peter and Andrew and James and John and the rest of the disciples. Then Stephen, who we call one of the first martyrs, and his faith and the veteran that he was that showed us how to live life. And then, of course, the Apostle Paul. And that's just big names that I picked out of the Bible. We could talk about Barnabas. We could talk about Timothy. It goes on and on and on. These veterans of the faith. And the great examples they have been for us of how to live our lives and how God provided for them. And we need to be thankful for these veterans. We need to be thankful for these men and for these women in the Bible who took that stand, who showed us who God is, and showed us what it means to have faith in God and to be his servant. Now, these are people out of the Bible, and none of us have ever met them personally. None of us in this room are old enough to go back 2,000 years to have met these people. But you know what? There are veterans of the faith that have greatly affected our lives. Now, I can mention two people. Delbert and June Tilden. And you're going to go, what's that? Who are they? These people had a profound impact on my life. As a youth, they were my youth advisors. They showed me what it meant to love kids and to love young people. They sacrificed for us. They gave of their own time for us. They were there on Sunday evenings, Wednesday evenings, Sunday mornings. They were there to take us to fishing trips at the lake and to special events that we did, they gave of themselves, and they didn't necessarily tell us, well, they did tell us about Christ, obviously they did, but they lived Jesus Christ. And I can see it in their lives. And of all, these were not pastors. They had not been to seminary. Delbert worked in the mills and owned an orchard. And June was his wife, and she was a stay-at-home mom. And yet they had a profound effect on my life. And I thank God that he put them in my life. Now, and I'm sure that every one of you has someone like that in your life. Don't you? Maybe it's your mom and dad. I had great moms and I had a great mom and dad too. I really did. I loved them dearly. But I kind of figured, you know, I'm their kid. They're supposed to raise me. Delbert and June, I wasn't their kid. I really wasn't. And sometimes I made life miserable for them, as the rest of my buddies in my youth group did, because we were ornery, and they loved us. Oh yeah, they got mad at us occasionally, but we deserved it. They weren't perfect people by any stretch of the imagination. I love Delbert, but you don't put him on a basketball floor, because he turns into an animal that I've never seen before. It's amazing what competition does to people. And I'm always trying to justify, but you know, I forget about that part of it, and I just think these people had a profound effect on my life. I need to thank them. I need to give them a call, and I need to tell them that. They're still around. But a lot of the people who had a profound effect on my life, spiritually, are with the Lord now. And I wish I had told them how much they mean to us. So, what I want to do, what I want to challenge you to do, the second thing on your little list there, is make a list of the veterans of the faith who played a part in your spiritual growth. Who were they? Thank God for these people. Thank God that he put these people in your life. Write them down. I mean, if you start writing it down, I think you'll find that there's a lot of people who have played a lot of roles in your life and who have helped you grow spiritually. Put their names down there. And this, for the rest of this month, thank God for these people. And I think if you do that for the rest of this month, you'll do it for the rest of your life. Thank God for these people. Parents. Relatives of some sort. Neighbors. Maybe a pastor. Sometimes I think pastors don't have near the effect on our lives, on people's lives, than laymen do, because pastors are paid to do this. Laymen or not, they do it for the love of the Lord. And I want to challenge you. Write the names down on the paper that you have. Use the back if you need to. And thank God for each one of those veterans of the faith. Because just as the veterans who served in our military have fought for our freedoms, to keep our freedoms, the veterans of the faith have contended to make us ultimately free by bringing Jesus Christ to our life and to sharing Jesus Christ with us. And we need to be thankful for those people. And for the lives they've lived and for the things they said and the things that they've done that have brought us to where we are now. And if possible, thank them personally. They're still here. Give them a call. Pay them a visit this month. Tell them how much they mean to you. It's important that we encourage, just like it's important that we encourage our veterans and thank them. It's important that we encourage the veterans of the faith, our mentors, and thank them for what they have done. And now the thing I didn't write in there, but I want to challenge you with. I want to challenge you to be a mentor or to be a veteran of the faith for someone else. There's someone out there that needs you. They need to know what you believe. They need to know about your God. They need to know about how much you love them and how much he wants them to be with him. You know, it's time for us to step up. It's time for us to step up and make someone's list. Make it on someone's list. I know this has been kind of off the wall this morning, but it just hit me that we need to be thankful for those who serve our country, but we also need to be thankful for those who serve our Lord. One group kept us free as a nation. The other group helped us find freedom in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, let us pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for Delbert and June Tilner. Lord, they have blessed me far beyond what I can imagine. Thank you. As well as the others, Lord, that you will bring to my mind when I stop to think about it. People who have made an impact in my life for you because of their love for you, because of their commitment to you, because of their faith in me. Father, thank you for these individuals. And Lord, help me to be that kind of a veteran for people who are coming behind me. And Lord, use me to help other people come to you. Use those who are sitting here this morning, Lord, as veterans of the faith, to make an impact on the community